Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Mully and Haw talk Cubs baseball and Chicago sports every weekday morning from 5:30 to 10 on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app. Chicago's dynamic duel, Mully and Haw.
And you grace their airwaves on Friday mornings.
Yes, Friday morning at 8. We will be on with them. Always look forward to that. It's always a lot of fun to spend some time with Mully and Haw. Great guys. It's fun to have good baseball and good sports conversations in our city with people that are really locked in to what's going on in our town. Enjoy listening to them. They're kind of my information highway to Chicago sports all off season. Mm-hmm. I get to tune into them every morning. And what great guys. Great show.
Wow. Look at that. How's that for a compliment?
How about that?
That's our guy, Rod Coomer. You hear him doing
Coom
the
dog.
Cubs games. Coom dog. He's one of God's great men, and he joins us now on the Score Hotline. Wow. Thank you, buddy. The check's in the mail.
Yeah. Just a cup of coffee is all I ask for. You know, it's just coffee on the road or something. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing well, Coom. Everything welcome good? Back home. Long road trip. Seemed like you guys were gone a month.
It does, David. I left for spring training. I think it was the 18th of February, and we got home just enough time to do laundry and go back on the road. So, I'm kind of getting reacquainted with my house again for here in Chicago, so it's kind of nice.
You know, I got to tell you, we look at that road trip. So you got 9 games in 10 days, and the Cubs come home 5-4, and you sit there and you're like, wow, that's a hell of a road trip against good teams to come back with a winning record. And the reality is they could have gone 7-2. I mean, it was, the games that they lost were games that they had won, and there were kind of bullpen issues. But the fact of the matter is, that's given all the injuries, given all the issues, pretty extraordinary that road trip.
It's very good, Mike. And whenever you go out west, and I don't have the answer. I'm not smart enough to have all the answers to some of these questions. I promise you that. But it's just difficult for teams to win out west. It just is. There's time change. There's travel. You go from city to city. It's just a very difficult place to play for teams in the Midwest or the East. And that's just all the way it's always been. So when you win 2 out of 3 series, when you go out west, in particular this trip, because of the teams you play, and they, you know, were playoff teams and contenders, that was very good. The one thing you got to remember, though, the Cubs have lost a couple of those games that they could have won, without question. The game in San Diego, that was a bummer. Everybody knows it. There was another game in Seattle you could have won, that's for sure. But the thing is, they also won a couple games like that too. So that's one of those things that you can look at it and go, I can remember walking to the team bus after a ball game going, wow, we just steal that one. That is sweet, you know. And so those things go both ways. You got to cut those bad ones loose. And you got to understand sometimes you get some of those too when you're a pretty good team.
Ron, I want to understand what Craig Counsell is looking for in his starting rotation. Jameson Taillon goes today. This is a boost, ideally, if he can pitch like he did in the second half or parts of last year's second half of the season. But I don't know how long They want to go with him. He's probably going to be in a pitch count. It is his first start. But I don't know how long Craig Counsell wants to go with anybody. Ideally, this is, you know, a starting rotation that will take you into games and save your bullpen on occasion. But they're out-getters. And I don't know that we have to – we're not looking at this in the traditional sense any longer. So what is his goal when you're talking about either Taillon today or the rotation overall?
Well, the goal is very simple. The goal is to get outs, like you're saying, but pitch deep in the game. That's the goal. That just hasn't been the case here in the early going. You know, they've had a few outings that have gone through six innings, but that's it. So, you know, that really gets to be difficult on a ball club and on a bullpen. So what you're hoping for – now, I agree with your point about Taillon. I would say 90 pitches would be his max. They were hoping he would get to that before he got to Chicago. Some issues in the last two games he threw, from what I understand, his team not playing good defense and causing some issues in the innings. So then that was it, and he came out of the game. 85, 90 pitches, and then you got to see, you know, how does he look? Does he look strong? Does he look like, you know, he needs to come out at, you know, 75 pitches? So we'll see. You really do need J-Mo, though, to be that guy that he was in the second half. That's for sure.
Well, and the fact is he's on a four-year, $68 million contract. Yeah. So this is year two of that, and he's here. So you better learn to love him, and you better figure out how to get the most out of him. It's surprising to me to a certain extent, but I guess it isn't, just because the way life works. But you look at Kyle Hendricks' issues, and he struggled to start the season. And there are a lot of people that are trying to figure out why the Cubs decided to put Wesneski back into the minors. Like, you don't have that winning road trip if he doesn't have that last performance for you. He doesn't fly out there in the middle of the night and do such a good job. But you don't make decisions until you have to. And I don't think it's time to make a decision on Kyle Hendricks yet. I think that you want to see if he can turn this around. Maybe he can do it as quick as this weekend, because it obviously is a different team than the ones he's been against.
First of all, I'll address the Wesneski thing.
Yep.
He's one of those guys. I feel bad for him. He's in one of those situations, Mike. When we left spring training, they needed certain spots later in the bullpen, so that's why they went a certain way. They needed a left-hander in the pen. Little was the guy as opposed to Wesneski. Then he comes here and he just, you know, pitches lights out and helps you win a ball game and saves the pen and, you know, does all those things. I mean, you couldn't ask for more out of a pitcher than what Wesneski just gave you. But with that being said, now you've got a doubleheader on Saturday. Your bullpen is beat up, and you need guys, not really beat up, but you need fresh arms. Let's just put it that way. And he just threw four innings. It's a terrible scenario for him. All the bad plays out, and now he has to go back to the minor leagues because he's not unavailable now for 3 days. You got to get fresh arms. I just feel terrible for him. When he finishes fourth inning, you know, as somebody who's been around their league a long time, I'm just looking going, this poor kid's going back to the minor leagues. If something happens, you know, he's going to be optioned back down, and it's terrible. So I feel terrible for him. He's a great young guy, and he's trying his butt off and working at it, and he's had some success and really saved the team the other day and helps you get a big win. And he goes to the minor leagues. The Kyle Hendricks thing, I would agree. I would give him another start and see how it goes. For me, and I love Kyle. We've all loved Kyle. He's, you know, he's the last of the Mohicans with the World Series team. And when I watch him pitch, as from the hitter's perspective, I don't know anything about pitching. I see a guy that's not doesn't have the command right now. That's what I see. I don't see a total difference in stuff. I think there are times he leaves his changeup. He leaves pitches up in the zone. I don't see some of the action on his changeup on occasion that we used to see on all the changeups. And some of the pitches are staying in the middle of the plate. And I don't care who you are, if you pitch in the middle of the plate about mid-thigh, you're going to get hit. And he's been getting hit and been hit hard. So hopefully he can figure that out, because nobody in the Cubs organization wants to see him leave, or, you know, have to go back to Mesa and get rebuild, or, you know, do whatever it needs to be. You want him to figure it out. He's such a good guy.
Convos with Coomer, sponsored by EOC Audio, Chicagoland's leader in audio, video networks, and home automation. EOCAudio.com. Okay, Coom, so Seiya Suzuki out for about a month with an oblique injury, different one from last year, but still serious nonetheless. They're in a position now, they bring up Alex Canario. I wonder if he starts today. They bring up Patrick Wisdom. I wonder what that means to Garrett Cooper. Could Christopher Morel see time in right field potentially? I don't like the idea of moving him off third base. How will it all fit together?
That's going to be the puzzle. That's why Gounce makes what he makes. he's got to figure this out. There's no doubt that the Wisdom move was made because we're going to face three lefties, I believe, in a row. So that's one of the things. That's why Mastroboni goes back to the minor leagues. You look at they've tried different guys in the outfield. I know Patrick played in Iowa the other day, played the outfield. I think he played left field. So I got to believe there's going to be a little bit of a tryout in the outfield. It would not surprise me at all if you saw Wisdom in right field in the next couple of days. He's a guy, he's a great athlete and can really run. They have the discussion is, do you, not if you're going to, but do you put Morel out there in the outfield? I'm kind of in your camp, David. I think Morel has done a very nice job at third base, and you can see his progression is getting better, right? The defense is getting better. He's getting smoother on the routine. The routine is becoming more routine, I guess you might say, if that's a way of describing it. And I like his work. He's done very well, and I'm happy for him. So I'm with you. I would leave him at third base, and let's try to figure out the outfield with some of the other pieces.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you need a closer today, where do you go?
Well, Molly, you got a couple outs in you?
No.
No, me neither. Yeah. I just say you go with Alzolay. Alzolay's your closer. Okay. You can't abandon him yet, or even close to that. Those, you know, you got him and Neris, who are probably going to go back and forth with that role a little bit. But I think with Alzolay, he's given up a couple big home runs. You know, and it's the same thing. It's that slider. He'll spin the slider. He's got a great one, but on occasion he gets it. He doesn't get on top of it and get that really good downward plane going to it. And when you throw to left-handers, if you throw down and into lefties, you got to get it in there. If you leave it on the plate, boy, that's right in their whopping zone. And I mean, that's danger, danger, danger all the way. And that's what's happened a couple of times. For sure.
So, Coom, on the road trip, which was encouraging, 5-4, you'll take it. But I think until the last game, you started to worry a little bit, or maybe I'm overreacting, but Cody Bellinger did not have a great road trip. And I think maybe that's just a product of he started fast and cooled off. But are you seeing anything specific from your vantage point that was needing correcting, or where is your concern level if it's, you know, registered at all about Cody Bellinger?
I think for Cody, he gets when he's not going good, which every hitter has this thing. There's very few that you saw through the years that don't really have many flaws in their swing, maybe a Bonds or a Griffey and, you know, some of those guys. But when Cody gets into these ruts a little bit where he's really going uphill, right? The swing is really going uphill. And then what that does is it leaves some holes in the strike zone that they can throw to, and he has a really hard time covering them. But with that being said, he went through that last year. He went through it with the Dodgers, but he went through it last year a little bit, and he covered them. He got a flatter swing, is you know, the simple way to describe it. His swing got flatter. He stayed in the hitting zone longer, and he started using the other side of the diamond a lot more. That hasn't quite worked out yet. He's tried in Seattle to use the other side of the field a little bit and was still under just a little and hit balls in the air as opposed to that line drive to left like we saw a lot last year. But here's the encouraging part is I've seen Cody fix that. So to say that rut could stay for a real long time, like let's say it did in LA where, you know, maybe health was part of it too. I think that's fixable. I think he knows that he can get the swing flatter through the zone. It just takes a little work maybe to come home and get some time where he can spend it in the cage and swing his way out of this a little bit, and he'll be fine. He's not a concern for me at all. I think Cody's heck of a baseball player. He's done a great job in center. He just hasn't quite found his groove yet swinging a bat.
Ron, earlier in the interview, David said he doesn't want to see Morel leaving third base. Doesn't want to see him in the outfield is what he said. But you as a third baseman, there were some shakes early in the year. I felt like he had a great defensive road trip. I mean, you're playing in the middle of the night. I'm not staying up all night, but I'm watching all the highlights. And there were some real highlights.
Here's the thing about him, Mike. He is a dynamic player, and he's a great athlete. And I know Craig Counsell doesn't like hearing about guys being great athletes when you're playing baseball. He wants guys to catch the ball, get outs. You know, everybody's a good player in the big leagues. But I agree with you. I do believe his athletic ability over other people allow him to make certain plays, and he's made them. He's got a cannon for an arm. He's made some plays going to his backhand side that – were just unbelievable and huge plays for the Cubs. That's been great. And to me, it's a wow moment, but he's also made some plays that are difficult third base plays that the average fan just expects you to make when you're watching, and a good third baseman makes them. And you know what? Now he's starting to make them. His footwork is getting better and better and better. To me, it all comes down to his internal game clock of understanding how much time he's got before he's got to deliver the baseball to first base. That is getting better and better because he's playing, he's out there every day, and he's making those plays. I love Christopher's work. I love what the Cubs are doing with him, and I'm real happy for him because I see the progression getting better. He's going to be their third baseman. I really believe that. I think you're going to see him be a third base all season long.
If you were starting to rank the Cubs starting pitchers so far this season, how far down do you go before you get to Ben Brown?
That's a good one. I wasn't prepared for that one, David.
I love Stumping Coombe.
Yeah, you win today.
It's a tough one, though, isn't it? It's a dilemma. It's a nice dilemma.
Because it's a great dilemma. And when you talk to his manager, you talk to other scouts and, you know, that are friends of mine at the ballpark, you look at him and go, whoa, that's unique. That's something different than what we're seeing everywhere else because of his arm. Two starts ago, he threw in the first three innings I'm trying to think who it was. Was it Seattle? No, it wasn't Seattle. It was who was it? Anyway, it was Seattle. Two starts ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was throwing absolute bullets past them. And that's a pretty good club. They're a playoff contending club. His first three innings, I don't know if he needed to throw anything else. I'm just sitting up there looking at his fastball going, wow. He's painting it on the corners. He's elevating it in the zone for strikes. And they're just behind his heater. I mean, the whole lineup. And they had some guys that can really swing the bats. And so he's a unique talent. That's a unique arm. There's no doubt about that at all. And the league is figuring that out real quick because they're having some tough at-bats against them.
Great stuff, Ron. Great catching up with you. Appreciate it. Should be a fun weekend. I mean, that's the – you know, Florida may find their form from a year ago, but it's nice to come off a road trip and have, like, a nice kind of – I don't want to be – I mean, it's baseball. Anything can happen, but this should be a fun weekend.
Yeah, if the Cubs can do some good against Florida, they've had their struggles early. You know, we'll see how that goes, but – it would be nice to get back home. The sun is shining here downtown, which is, you know, good to see. The weather will be good, and you get some wins, you know, and get on track here and really make a good push. That would be great.
Yeah, maybe you guys can start having fun in the booth now, huh? You guys well, are having a good time.
You can't ask for everything, David.
It's been enjoyable. I don't know what you guys were doing out west. It sounds like you were having a good time, though.
Well, when we start having a bad time in the booth, that's when I'll be spending a lot more time in Clearwater Beach. I'll tell you that.
No, love it, Cooper.
We're having
Thanks.
A great time. Yeah, we are. We really are. And by the way, I didn't really mean you guys owed me coffee, but it sure would have been nice on the West Coast.
We're going to mail you a cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect, Mike. You All boys right. have a great weekend.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Coom.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.